How can you best leverage the power of software to drive costs out of your organization, automate resource-intensive processes, and improve collaboration? A couple questions we'll try and answer on today's special Meet the Expert edition of Connection Point. I'm James Hilliard, and today talking with Kevin O'Connor. Kevin is a product line director for the PC Connection family of companies. He is here with some tips for getting the most value out of your organization's software investment. And Kevin, really appreciate you taking time and joining me again today.
Thanks for having me.
As this is a Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point, I want to get a little background on you, Kevin, kind of how long software has been your focus, and really, why are you still interested? What's so appealing about it to you?
So software has been the focus throughout my my professional career. First got involved with software when I was back in college and started to discover some of the power that it can offer. You know, back in those days, I was using the standard word processing and analytics packages that most colleges and universities had in place for their student base. But as I continued to develop and exercising the various packages, my curiosities were piqued, and I started developing some software. In fact, even played a role in the development of a financial and economic modeling of marketing program technology that I eventually used in my first work experience with Barclays Bank in the UK.
All right. And so you've got that real hands-on experience. I know this is going to age you a little bit, but was some of that software developed on and delivered on floppy disks back then?
Absolutely, it was. predominant medium of exchange of information, the good old-fashioned sneaker net.
Well, that kind of leads into the next question here and kind of some of the trends that are shaping the software market today. We don't get a lot of software on floppies, nor DVDs or CDs or anything like that. Obviously, the delivery of software has changed greatly. What are some of the major trends you've been seeing specifically these days that are really changing the software market?
You know, software is just a really fantastic category because it continues to reinvent itself on a fairly regular basis. You know, small windows of time there. You know, currently we're seeing a number of different things, but just to take you down the sort of the hit list that that we see, you know, first and foremost is virtualization from both a desktop as well as a data center perspective. You know, we've seen quite an adoption of virtualization within the data center, meaning the server side virtualization, and that's certainly because of the hard and fast ROI that customers are able to see on that. As customers have started to go down the path of doing their desktop migration now, up to the Windows 7 version of the operating system, we've seen quite a bit of uptick as of late in desktop virtualization as well. So that's been really a high-performing and interesting category to follow. Hand-in-hand with that, and part of the reason that people are making that shift of the desktop OS to the latest and greatest is collaboration and social software. Effectively, this is software that allows the digital information that continues to be created on a regular basis to be shared and accessed more easily by users across the business. You know, information is power, is the saying, and certainly these types of products deliver on that. Hand in hand with sort of both of those are the emerging security trends. You know, as more information goes digital these days, information is being shared and made accessible, more easily. You know, greater care has to be taken in terms of how that information is secured. You know, over the past decade, we've seen several breaches of information security and safeguarding that have had real and tangible business impact. So, as we continue to see more and more business move online. If you look back on the 2010 holiday season, we saw a significant increase in shopping that went online. You know, that also requires that better care be taken of all that information that is being shared electronically.
What specifically, though, again, kind of with this software view, what else do you offer customers, not just the software, but in terms of how they procure the software, how they manage it? What are some of those services that are available?
Yeah, that's a really important aspect of this, right? So, you know, as we've seen really, highly successful engagements with our customers around their software and IT portfolios, I'd say first and foremost is education about the options that people have. both in terms of, vendors that they may have to choose from, as well as consumption models, both on-premise versus a SaaS or a hosted type of model, a managed service. You know, all those things are, key considerations. You know, along with that, and because of our deep relationships with many of the vendors, we've got real good visibility into their product lines and roadmaps and can help customers, really make a really sound decision for their business at that point in time. You know, you couple that with, the level of access we have to their license history, making sure that we can give them regular updates during, review periods when maintenance renewals may be done. All those things, really allow for a high engagement model with our customers that, helps to make sure that they're well-informed about which way to move forward with their software investments.
I'm going to invite Kevin here, our listeners, if they want to search on the PC Connection websites to look for some other podcasts, they will find events where we have focused solely on things like volume licensing. We've looked at just desktop OS deployment a lot on Windows 7, virtualization, things like that. What I want to do is bring up a theme I think that folks would hear throughout those, and that is working with software experts, both beginning and then after the sale has taken place, to really, again, make sure that everything is in line. Hoping you can come on now with, a little anecdote, customer story, someone you've worked with recently, and some of the benefits that they really realized from a new software solution, again, with that idea in mind, some of the work that went in before, some of the work that went in after.
Yeah, it's a fantastic conversation and one that I really enjoy having. You know, on my team, I've assembled a number of specialists that support our customers as they're looking to improve and increase their IT portfolio as pertains to software. One example comes from a Microsoft solutions specialist I have on my team, who earlier this year was involved with a regional banking customer. That customer employs just over 250 people at multiple sites. Interestingly, as their business has changed from the dynamics of the economy, they face some real and present challenges with the size of their IT staff. And as a result of that, they've had to reallocate resources, to other projects and to other areas of their IT portfolio, and really couldn't afford the level of administration and regular handholding they had with their Exchange 2003 deployment. So one of the solution specialists on my team jumped in with their account manager and the customer, and they started to evaluate their needs and options. They developed a solution plan that was comprised of multiple pieces. One part was end user requirements for those 250 plus employees, some understanding of the IT staffing and the cycles that they'd have available to regularly managing that product or that segment of their IT portfolio, what sort of IT systems capacity they were going to deploy it on initially and then have as part of that IT roadmap, as well as some other things that are really often left out of the conversation, like business backup and DR strategy, right? This is key information, and in this case, it involved a second hot site for disaster recovery, which is something that takes a fair amount of consideration in terms of how to plan out a solution. So all those things were really part of it. The customer eventually moved in with an Exchange 2010 environment, went through the migration process with us, and added in some of the Microsoft System Center and Data Protection Manager components of the portfolio to meet their requirements. Resulting environment has now addressed not only their business SLAs, both in terms of IT cycles and availability and end user requirements, but it's also now given them the availability to jump into their next project, which is applying virtualization to their SQL Server and CRM deployment. So by that initial engagement and seeking out the best possible solution, it's now allowed them to move forward in their IT roadmap.
A lot different than if they had just gone to a store, bought something off a shelf in terms of some software and tried to throw it into their organization, which is, again, what we used to do 10 years ago, things have completely evolved. Great example there. I want to give a few more before we wrap up here. A couple other kind of benefits, mainly towards IT folks that are listening here. And it goes to the idea of the life cycle of software, which really has become a life cycle and an evolution. Maybe give me two or three specifics of what PC Connection offers at some of the various stages of the software life cycle.
Sure. So, you know, what we really like to do is perform some software asset management planning with our customers, right? Understand what they currently have as part of their portfolio. Make sure that you know, those investments are both understood and quantified. You know, as we move forward from there, we can start to do, you know, some deployment planning around specific projects, much like the example I just gave. Or else we can fall into, you know, a more regular cadence of engagement with the customer, focusing more on, you know, renewals and contracts and the management and administration of those. You know, we've got a team here that will work with your account manager to make sure you've got full visibility into that. And we can even do some things like setting up online purchasing. If you've got you know, regular acquisitions that need to be made under our contract, you know, that can be moved online to smooth out that process for you. And certainly take this all the way through to full life cycle, including you know, managed infrastructure services, you know, readiness and migration services through our Pro Connection portion of the business.
As we launch into 2011, there are obviously plenty of organizations, probably a lot of folks listening to us today. They've got a software project primed, possibly, or at least they've done their due diligence. Now they're ready to pull the trigger. So, your experience, you've worked with plenty of customers. What's one or two things that those folks can really do to ensure that they have a positive software rollout this year, if that's one of their major initiatives?
Yeah, so James, you know, another great question there. You know, and really, I'd focus it on two pieces of action. First one is, you know, leverage us. You know, we're a resource, and like I said, you know, the deeply rooted relationships and access we have to the vendors means we've got real good visibility and line of sight to not only what they've got in market today, but you know, what's forthcoming. You know, the trends and proven patterns of success deploying software, you know, before they hit the blogs and trade publications, we're likely living them and seeing them along with our customers. So definitely leverage us. Second thing I would say, don't leave anything behind. You know, ask us everything and anything. You know, we're here, like I said, as a resource to help our customers, you know, be successful with their software deployment strategy. And one last piece I would say is that, you know, whatever you're going to ask, odds are we've probably seen it, if not several times over. So we've got some real good proof points we can help to validate or help you potentially correct course in terms of where you're headed with your software within your IT portfolio.
All right, Kevin. Hey, really appreciate the conversation today.
Likewise.
And a big thank you to our listeners as well. If you do want to learn more about the PC Connection software advantage and professional services available from the PC Connection family of companies, contact your account manager or go online, govconnection.com. Phone number to call, toll free, 800-800-0019. I also invite you to email us, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this concludes this installment of Connection Point.